glad to see each one this morning. You know, the weather looks pretty rough out there, and so many people wouldn't be willing to put the Lord first on a bad weather day like today, but we're so glad that all of you are here. You know, we're just going to jump right into the lesson this morning. The Bible informs us that Israel turned from Jehovah God to idols. Exodus 20 verses 2 through 3 reads, "I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me." 2 Kings chapter 17 verses 9 through 12 reads, "And the children of Israel did secretly those things that were not right against the Lord their God. And they built them high places in all their cities, from the tower of the watchman to the fenced city. And they set them up images and groves in every high hill and under every green tree. And there they burnt incense in all the high places, as did the heathen, whom the Lord carried away before them, and wrought wicked things to provoke the Lord to anger. For they served idols, where the Lord had said unto them, Ye shall not do this thing." God pictured disobedience of Israel as one who turns his back on his fountain, springing with pure water, and turning to a cistern or reservoir which was broken. Notice the passage in Jeremiah 2, beginning in verse 11. "Hath a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which doth not profit. Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be very desolate, saith the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water." Reads Jeremiah 2, verses 11 through 13. In a lesson entitled Broken Cisterns, let's notice first that Jehovah God is the fountain of all spiritual good. God is the fountain of salvation. "In that day there shall be a fountain opened to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness," reads Zechariah 13 and verse 1. God sends a pure stream of forgiveness. Peter told the Jews, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit," reads Acts 2:38. If we sin after we have been baptized into Christ, we are to repent therefore this thy wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of thine heart might be forgiven thee, Acts 8, verse 22. Truly God gives a stream of heavenly joy, "whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory," reads 1 Peter 1:18. God gives a stream of peace and hope, as the Bible says, "the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus," Philippians 4 and verse 7. "Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast," reads Hebrews 6 and verse 19. God is the fountain of the gospel, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust, Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy 1:11. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and that means literally God breathed, and is profitable for doctrine or teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect or complete, throughly furnished unto all good works, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek," Paul said in Romans 1:16. The apostles were told to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned, reads Mark 16:15 and 16. We've noticed that God is the fountain of salvation and the gospel, but God is also the fountain of the true church. God's people are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, 1 Peter 2 and verse 9. God's people are to know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth, 1 Timothy 3 and verse 15. The spiritual body is subject to Christ, the head, Ephesians 5:24, and He is the Savior of it, Ephesians 5 and verse 23. The spiritual body, the church, is also divinely organized. In Philippians 1 and verse 1, we have the servants of Jesus Christ to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, reads Philippians 1 and verse 1. Jehovah God is the fountain of the truth of the future eternal glory. Jesus said, "Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him, a well of water springing up into everlasting life," John 4 and verse 14. "And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together," reads Romans 8 and verse 17. "To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne," Jesus said. "Even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in His throne," Revelations 3 and verse 21. Instead of clinging to God's fountain, some are hewing out broken cisterns of human device, including worldliness. The worship of money and pleasure causes people to neglect and forsake God and turn to a cistern of sin and material security. Paul said, "Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world," 2 Timothy 4 and verse 10. The Bible says that which fell among the thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection, Luke 8 and verse 14. But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth, the Bible says in 1 Timothy 5 and verse 6. Sadly, with many, commandments of men are preferred. Jesus said that some draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines or teachings the commandments of men, reads Matthew 15, 7 through 9. And so we should take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that shall hear thee. 1 Timothy 4 and verse 16. Whosoever transgresseth, and that means to go beyond the bounds of God's word or a lawbreaker. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine or teachings of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son, 2 John in verse 9. Some would prefer begging and bingo for giving, but the Bible says concerning the collection for the saints, "As I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store," which is a treasury storehouse. as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come, 1 Corinthians 16:1-2. Some prefer church support of human institutions to do its work of benevolence, edification, and evangelism. Some prefer entertainment for worship to get the crowds. Instead of clinging to God's fountain, some are hewing out broken cisterns of human device through man-made systems, such as a cistern of a good moral life without Christ. But the Bible said it is not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, Titus 3:5, which includes being baptized into Christ and growing in His grace and knowledge. Broken cistern of human device, the man-made system of faith only. In the first century, the Word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. And a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith, reads Acts 6:7. You see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only, James 2:24. And let's be clear, man is justified by works of righteousness, not the works of men. Read Acts 10:35. Broken cistern of human device, the man-made system of other gospels. Paul says, but though we, that is the apostles in the first century, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Galatians 1:8. Beware lest any man spoil you, and that word spoil means to steal one's crown. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Colossians 2:8. The result of man-made systems is nothing short of denominationalism. People who are not content with Bible truth have hewed out religions of their own making, with human names, human organizations, human creeds, and human teaching practices and activities, none of which are found in the pages of the New Testament, which is the gospel of Christ. Instead of clinging to God's fountain, some are hewing out broken cisterns of human device through indifference, which is an empty and meaningless life. Without a solid goal, one is like a ship without a rudder. The great apostle Paul had a solid spiritual goal. He spoke of his high values in Philippians 3:7-14. Paul said, what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but for loss, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. For whom, that's Christ, I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect or complete, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that, for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 3, verses 7 through 14. Those who are indifferent have an empty and meaningless life. Such a one will be unprepared for eternity. Without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world, Ephesians 2 and verse 12. In contrast, those who are now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, everlasting life. Romans 6 and verse 22. In closing, why seek help from broken cisterns of men when there is a never-failing fountain at hand? Jeremiah said long ago, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps, reads Jeremiah 10 and verse 23. In Jeremiah 6 and verse 16, the Bible says, Thus saith the Lord, Stand ye in the ways, and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, We will not walk therein. How sad. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Ephesians 2:13. God's fountain flows and all are welcome to come. So we should seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Isaiah 55 verse 6. The Spirit of Christ say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. If you have a spiritual need, won't you come while together we stand and sing.
Rock of ages, quail for me, let me hide myself in thee, let the water and the blood from thy wilderness side which flow be our sin, but double here. Save the bride.